بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه وله ما بعد. So today we're reciting Surah Al-Ma'idah, and Surah Al-Ma'idah is the last of the big surahs to be revealed. It is the final of the large surahs to be revealed. The large surahs of the Quran, they are the first nine surahs of the Quran up until Surah Tawbah. Up until Surah Tawbah, these are the largest, the ummahat of the Quran. And of these surahs, Surah Al-Ma'idah is the last of these to be revealed. So much so that one of the very final verses to be revealed, which we're going to be commenting on, occurs in Surah Al-Ma'idah. Now Surah Al-Ma'idah, it is called Surah Al-Ma'idah from the story of the Last Supper. You know, the Christians have something called the Last Supper. They have a version. We have our version in the Quran. And our version in the Quran, Surah Al-Ma'idah finishes with it. And that is the request of the disciples of Jesus Christ. When they ask Jesus Christ, that, oh Jesus Christ, why don't you send down, or why don't you ask your Lord to send down a supper for us? أنزل علينا مائدة من السماء تكون لنا عيدا لأولنا وآخرنا. We're going to have a festival, all of us. And it will be a sign from God to us. And so, this is where the name Ma'idah comes from. And this is the last page of Surah Al-Ma'idah. Surah Al-Ma'idah has also been called Surah Al-Mithaq, the Surah of Covenants. Why has it been called Surah Al-Mithaq? It's also been called Surah Al-Ahd. Ahd and Mithaq are similar. These are names given to it by Ibn Abbas, by Aisha, by Ibn Mas'ud. As we said, the names of the surahs, most of them, they come from the Sahaba. Most of them, they come from the Sahaba. And therefore, you will find differences in the earliest books of tafsir, about the names of the surahs. And then by and large, one name has stuck. And so in our time, everybody knows it as Surah Al-Ma'idah. But some of the, and this shows us, by the way, that the names of the surahs are just a label. These labels, the scholars and the classical ulama and the sahaba attached them to recognize the surahs. The Prophet ﷺ only named a handful of surahs. The rest of them were named by the sahaba. So another name for Surah Al-Ma'idah is Surah Al-Ahd and also Surah Al-Mithaq. And Ahd and Mithaq means the promise or the covenant. And the reason why Ibn Abbas called it the Surah of Covenants or the Surah of Promises, he said, this surah has the most number of covenants, of ahd, that Allah has taken with mankind. And in fact, the surah begins by saying, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَوْفُوا بِالْعُقُودِ. O you who believe, fulfill your covenants or your treaties. And the surah has over 20 covenants. وَإِذَا خَذَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقًا. When Allah took the mithaq from this, from that. And also, the treaties that are mentioned include the commandments that Allah gives to mankind. The first verse of this surah, O you who believe, fulfill your covenants. One of the famous scholars of the past said, there are three types of covenants. There are three types of covenants. The first covenant, what is a covenant? Everybody knows it is a strict promise. It is a strict treaty. The first type of covenant is between Allah and mankind. So when Allah is saying, fulfill your treaties, the number one treaty, fulfill your promises to Allah. What are our promises to Allah? Our sharia, our obligation, our ibadat, our rituals, how to be a good Muslim. This is the first obligation. Number two, this scholar of the past said, the second type of covenant is between the Muslim ummah and other nations. You as a community, if you have a treaty with other people, that even if they're Muslim or non-Muslim, you must fulfill those covenants as a nation, as an ummah. And the third type of covenant are the individual treaties or covenants or business contracts that we write between ourselves. So if we have a business contract and we write a covenant, a treaty, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَوْفُوا بِالْعُقُودِ. And even our marriages are a type of contract and mithaq. And even in our interacting with society, all of this comes under, O you who believe, fulfill your mithaq and your uqood. And this is the first ayah of Surah Al-Ma'idah. The ayah that I wanted to shed some light on in my short khatira that I have is the very famous ayah that all of us are familiar with, which is the third ayah of Surah Al-Ma'idah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this Quran, that in this surah, that الْيَوْمَ يَئِسَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِن دِينِكُمْ فَلَا تَخْشَوْهُمْ وَخْشَوْنِي الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. This is a very common ayah that we all hear all the time. And the translation of it is that today, الْيَوْمَ يَئِسَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِن دِينِكُمْ. Those who have rejected Islam, the kuffar, they have given up hope of harming your religion. When was this surah revealed? Some scholars say this portion of the verse was revealed on the day of the conquest of Mecca. This portion, الْيَوْمَ يَئِسَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِن دِينِكُمْ, that today the disbelievers have given up hope of ever harming your religion, i.e. victory is yours, you have won. And then the next phrase, الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ, this was revealed 2 years later on the famous Hajj that the Prophet ﷺ did on the day of Arafah, when the Prophet ﷺ was delivering his sermon in front of the largest gathering of Sahaba ever. Ever, 100,000 people had gathered there. That was when Allah revealed the second phrase, الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينَ. So some scholars say the first phrase came down in the conquest of Mecca, and the second phrase came down 2 years later in the Hajj, the Hajjatul Wada'. And other scholars say no, this whole phrase came down in Hajjatul Wada'. What does this second phrase mean? الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ, today I have completed, kamil, your religion for you. وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي, and I have perfected my blessings upon you. وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينَ, and I have chosen, or I am pleased with Islam as your way of life. Now, these verses are significant for a number of reasons. First and foremost, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ, today, الْيَوْمَ, today, your deen has been made kamil, mukammal. And this has so many benefits for us. This shows us that our religion is not in need of change. It's not in need of updating. Because why do we have change? Why do we have version 1, version 2, version 3, version XP, version Vista? Why do we have all of this? Because each previous version had some flaws, had some errors, had some issues with it. So we keep on updating, we keep on tinkering, we keep on changing. Allah is saying, your religion is kamil. And something that is kamil, something that is complete and perfect, is not in need of being updated and changed. And what this shows us is that how Allah has revealed our sharia, it is a perfect sharia as it is. What this also shows us, that when Allah says, today I have made your religion kamil, this means that before this time, it was being built up to make it to today. And this is something we clearly find, that the sharia was gradually revealed. The sharia was not revealed instantaneously. It was built up. And when this verse came down, this was the final revelation that had sharia in it. There were other revelations after this. The Prophet ﷺ lived for 3 months after this verse came down. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ, came down in those 3 months. And also the last verse of the Quran to be revealed, which is وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمَ تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ, we talked about in Surah Baqarah. This also came down. But Ibn Abbas said, no halal or haram came down after Ma'idah. After this surah, there's no halal and haram. The sharia is mukammal. So Allah is saying, today I have perfected. This means before today, it was being perfected. And this is something we clearly find. Small point in Surah Al-Ma'idah, and compared to Surah Al-Nisa. In Surah Al-Nisa, Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَقَرْبُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَأَنْتُمْ سُكَارَى. O you who believe, don't come and pray when you're drunk. From this verse, we understand you can get drunk outside of the prayer timings. And that's what the Sahaba understood. Right? That's Surah Al-Nisa. Surah Al-Ma'idah, what does Allah say? يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِنَّمَا الْخَمْرُ وَالْمَيْسِرُ وَالْأَنصَابُ وَالْأَزْلَامُ رِجِسٌ مِّنْ عَمَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ فَاجْتَنِبُوا. Right? That khamr and gambling and all of these things are evil abominations. Avoid them completely. Notice the difference, right? In Nisa, there's some leeway. In Ma'idah, end of story. So again, الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ, today I have perfected. Not before, because before the sharia was being revealed. A third point that we derive from this verse. When Allah is saying that the sharia is kamil, الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ, and Allah is saying, وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينَ, a phrase that we hear since we were kids, Islam is not just a religion, it is a deen, a way of life. This is a phrase that originates from the Quran. وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. And this is something that we need to be very, very clear about, that our religion is not just how to pray and how to fast. Our religion is not just how to say Allahu Akbar and how to do wudu and how to give charity to the poor. No, our religion teaches us how to live our lives. Our religion teaches us how to marry and how to divorce. Our religion teaches us how to write our inheritance. Our religion teaches us how to live in this world, in the masjid and outside the masjid. And this is something we have to be very clear and unashamed about. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that Did mankind think that he would be left and yutraka suda? أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانُ أَنْ يُتْرَكَ سُدَى? Did mankind think that he would be left without any laws? Suda here means without any sharia. Did mankind think we would create you and then we'd let you go without telling you how to live your life? This is something that we find illogical. People make fun of our religion. They say, your religion tells you what to do outside the church, outside the mosque. We say, of course it does. What type of religion is there except that it is a way of life from our Lord and our Creator? أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقْ. Isn't the one who created you most knowledgeable about how to tell you what to do? And therefore, we have no shame. We are not embarrassed to say our Sharia is an entire way of life. And that's exactly what Allah is saying. الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. What this also means, another point, if our Sharia is complete, and if today it has been perfected, and if there are no more prophets after the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, this means it shall forever remain protected until the Day of Judgment. I repeat, Allah says, today I have perfected your religion. So we know that when this verse came down, it was perfected. Now, what was the reason why Allah sent previous prophets? Because the message of the earlier prophets was distorted. Every prophet came to remind the people of the message of the previous prophets. We know that we have no more prophet after our Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. So from this verse, الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ, we can derive a beautiful fact. Our religion shall remain uncorrupted, shall remain totally preserved, pristine, pure in its original form. Our books, our scripture, our revelation shall remain protected إلى يوم القيامة, because Allah said He has perfected it. And Allah said that it is what He has chosen for us. And we know that there's not going to be any more prophet. And from this we derive that the Quran and the Sunnah and every single knowledge that we require of our religion shall remain protected. A lot of people say, how do we know, for example, hadith has been preserved? Hadith is something so complicated, so confusing. How do we know? Even from this verse we derive hadith will be preserved. Because Allah is saying, today your religion is kamil. And we don't have a religion without the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So because our religion is kamil and it's going to remain kamil to the Day of Judgment, this means whatever is a part of this deen shall remain protected until the Day of Judgment. What this also means is that the Muslim always takes his or her guidance from the Sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. Deen here, as we know, and it's a correct translation, deen is not just religion. Deen means a methodology. الَّذِي يُدَانُ بِهِ. How you live your life. As Allah says in the same verses, in the same surah that Imam just recited, لِكُلِّنْ جَعَلْنَا مِنْكُمْ شِرْعَةً وَمِنْهَاجًا. To all of you, we have given a shir'a, a sharia, and a minhaj, a way of living. A sharia and a manhaj. This is the Quran. And we have no problems. We are unabashedly and unashamedly saying that we have a sharia that we're going to abide by. Even if people make fun of it, even if people read in threats that don't exist, we will say our sharia teaches us how to be good people on earth. And this is the purpose of the sharia. Now, as you all know, this is a side tangent, but we have to talk about it. In our times, there's this huge brouhaha being created about the Sharia, right? These Muslims are coming with their Sharia, wanting to overtake America. Subhanallah. Firstly, this is ridiculous, right? Completely ridiculous. Nobody's saying this. Secondly, a part of our Sharia says what? يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَوْفُوا بِالْعُقُودِ. Oh, you who believe, fulfill your treaties. So our Sharia tells us that when we have a treaty with any nation, with any country, with any state, we must fulfill that treaty, as long as the treaty doesn't instruct us to do kufr or shirk. And a part of being a citizen of this land is to uphold the laws of this land. This is a part of the treaty that we have, that we're living here, that those of us who have sworn the oath, or myself, those of us who were born here, this is the treaty that we have. This is the aqd that we have. And once I was teaching to a group of people who were, you know, worried about the sharia threat and whatnot, I said, if you ban the sharia, you will ban our loyalty to this constitution. Because it is our sharia that tells us to be upholding of our covenants. And a part of the covenant we have is to be loyal citizens. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَوْفُوا بِالْعُقُودِ So the irony here, they're worried that the sharia is going to be a threat to them. Wallahi, the sharia is the greatest source of stability, not just to them, but to us in our daily lives. And even to us as American citizens. Because it is the sharia that tells us to be law-abiding and fulfilling the treaties and the covenants that we have. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَوْفُوا بِالْعُقُودِ And as I said, the scholar said the second type of عقد is that which the Muslims have, even with the non-Muslims. They must fulfill those treaties. The final point that we'll mention, and of course this verse is very deep and profound, but just a nukta or a small point here. Allah says in this verse, الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي Today I have perfected your religion, and I have completed my favors upon you. The two are separate blessings. The perfection of the religion is different than the completion of the favors. What is the completion of the favors? وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي The completion of the favors, when this verse came down, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had effectively conquered all of Arabia. Hajjatul Wada', there's nobody left. And there was no persecution in the lands. And there were no Muslims being tortured. And there was no threat to any Muslim in the entire Arabian Peninsula. Compare that to 20 years ago when Islam began. Compare that to the stories of Bilal and Ammar and Yasir and Sumayya. Compare that to the Muslims not being able to pray in Mecca. Compare that to the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, to the Battle of Uhud. Now Allah is saying all of that is the past. وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي You now have izzah, you have peace, you have security. You rule the land. Notice, this is a separate and distinct blessing from completing the religion. Because the ruling of the land and the power can come and go. Sometimes in the course of our history, the Muslims had the upper hand. Other times they had the lower hand. But that blessing is independent of the other blessing, which is what? Your religion is perfect. Political power comes and goes. Ruling in the land comes and goes. And our Prophet ﷺ had it at that day, al-yawm. He had it on that time. However, 50 years later, 100 years later, wars happen, Andalus was taken, this happened, all of this is going to happen. That perfection will not remain till the Day of Judgment. أَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي is a different. But الْيَوْمَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينَ That shall remain until the Day of Judgment. And that's not going to change, even if power comes and goes, even if the ummah has periods of izzah and periods of dhul, that will come and go. As the Quran and as the Hadith tells us. But what will never go is that this religion will be preserved. And the people of this religion shall always have their religion to practice. And as our Prophet ﷺ said, there will always be a group of my ummah. The truth will be clear upon them. Truth will never be hidden. This group might have power, might not have power. But the truth of the Quran, the truth of Islam will always be open and it will never be corrupted, our Prophet ﷺ said, until that very day when Dajjal comes out and the people meet him on that day. It shall remain there until they fight with the Dajjal. And this is the beauty of this ayah. And we conclude by pointing out that once a Jew came to Umar ibn al-Khattab and he said, there is an ayah in your holy book. If this ayah had been revealed in the Torah, we would have taken that day as a holy day and a day of celebration. Umar said, what ayah is that? The Jew said, it is this ayah. الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينَ This verse makes us jealous. And if we had this verse, we would have taken that day as a day of joyous celebration. Umar ibn al-Khattab said, فَوَاللَّهِ I know exactly when that verse came down and when it was revealed and the situation and circumstance. Our Prophet ﷺ was giving the khutbah in the Hajjatul Wada' on the day of Arafah. And that was when this verse came down. And basically this means it is already a day of celebration for us. We don't need to take an extra day. It is in the days of Hajj that Allah revealed this verse. So, O Muslims, we should think about this this verse, rejoice and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has given us the manifest truth, the clear haqq, and that He has chosen for us Islam as a way of life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cause us to live as Muslims and to die as Muslims and to be resurrected as Muslims. Wa akhru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barakatuhu alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.